Hi, this is Bruce. An Afghan court has sentenced an ex-journalist and a mullah to 20 years in prison each for publishing a translation of the Quran alleged to contain errors. Meanwhile, another journalist is appealing a death sentence handed down by a primary provincial court for distributing an article downloaded from the internet which questions the Quran, particularly its views on women. Afghanistan's judicial system is based on Islamic Sharia law, which forbids criticism of Islam and rules that the death penalty should be applied in cases of blasphemy. I have a lot of trouble accepting that anyone should be jailed for 20 years for making a mistake in a book. Now, I'm a liberal sort of guy. I'm happy for people to believe in what they believe in. Of course, I reserve the right to point out the error of their ways. But this is clearly bullshit. It sounds so Catholic, so Middle Ages Catholic. What's wrong? Can't you guys handle it when someone points out how wrong your religion is? We need to say clearly and strongly that this is wrong. We need to say that we will not deal or assist a country that treats its citizens like this. We need to back away now.
Making bones and creaky homes and dust clouds on the street. Leaves are pinned by restless winds and fear. Premonition, intuition, troubles near. Pancho Graham from Birmingham is here. From combine blades, the tractor's hungry heart. At 3 o'clock, the blackbird flock is gone. And no one knows why Jenna Rose just disappeared. But Hansel Graham from Birmingham is here. Smoke flies and alibis are sinking in the wind. The little toys from little boys are gone. Silence fills the flour mills and streets are clear. Pancho Graham from Birmingham.
Fear knows
as Honcho Graham from Birmingham was here. Honcho Graham from Birmingham was here.
I want to share with you how this podcast is made. All of this is made using open source software. The music is licensed under Creative Commons and the words are my own, apart from the articles I quote from. I use a Linux-based computer with Ubuntu as the desktop. To launch this podcast, I searched for a couple of hours for just the right theme music. There are a stack of artists out there that release their music under Creative Commons. I sourced today's music from jamendo.com. That's jamendo.com. I downloaded the album and saved it to my computer. Using the Ubuntu sound recorder, I then record the various segments and finally mix them all together with Audacity to give me the final product. Creative Commons provides free tools that lets authors, scientists, artists, and educators easily mark their creative works with the freedoms they want it to carry. You can use Creative Commons to change your copyright terms from all rights reserved to some rights reserved. My own blog and this podcast are covered by the Creative Commons license. Provided you don't use my work for commercial gain, you can use it. Change it, grab any bits of it. Go on, go for it.
Hello, it's George here. Every now and then, I'm going to pop along to Bruce's llama. I'm going to pop along to his program to share something with you. And today, I want to share something that's really close to me, and that's port probing. Sound like fun, doesn't it? If you've ever wanted to have your ports probed, I tell you what to do. You go to Google... and you type in ports probe and you go to a site called Shields Up and it'll probe your ports for free. Who would have thought?
Thanks, George. Today's program was recorded on the 27th of September 2008. Music was from the album Not Quite Connected by Josh Woodward, and the track was Honcho Graham from Birmingham. Josh's work can be found at his website, joshwoodward.com. Theme music by Vincent Benet from his album Enter Cellar. The track was called Around and is available from his website at www.vincentbenet.com. This program is issued under Creative Commons license. You are free to share and remix this work. Please see brucelama.com for full details and links from this week's program. Thanks for listening.